I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, Saturday night with Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is here, concentrating on the border as we look at Donna, Texas. Jeff has reported on Donna, Texas heretofore. The Biden administration has identified Donna, Texas as the place to take unaccompanied children. But repeatedly we've learned the conditions there are unacceptable. The polls show that the American public knows full well the Biden administration is not dealing well with this. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What has the Biden administration done in Donna, Texas? Has it improved the situation?
Good evening, John. No, we're not seeing improvement. We're probably saying that it's a worsening of the situation because the number of people that are coming in and now being housed as the camp expands is just, we're starting to talk about exponential growth here. So we're also talking about the very terrible conditions. There's no other way to put it. In the pods where these migrants are kept until they're processed, each pod is supposed to hold no more than 32 people. We're now seeing between 500 and 600 people in every one of those pods.
Border Patrol, an arrest in Chula Vista of a man identified as Cesar David Negrete Sanchez. Who do the authorities claim he is, and how was he grabbed?
Well, John, they claim he's, you know, the bigwig when it comes to being a coyote, really one of the, if not the top, among the very top human traffickers. And my understanding is he was caught because he was being a little bit too flamboyant. He's famous for having a gold Cadillac, and that certainly let people know where he was.
Yes, at a Motel 6, I found that discordant. A gold Cadillac at a Motel 6, he was coming out of a room and they arrested him. Okay, but do they present this as a solution to the coyotes, or is this whack-a-mole? How do they say this helps?
They know this is whack-a-mole. They're hoping that they can send a message. The DHS and the other federal authorities are hoping it sends a message. But what it really also does is it gives them one nice thing to hang their cap on today as everything else with immigration continues to go south.
The New York Post has a video. I found it hard to watch. Dropping a child over the wall. What do we know about who did this and were they caught? Anything, Jeff, to apprehend these criminals?
So what we think we're looking at is a smuggler, again, part of these coyote groups or the cartels, dropped a 2-year-old migrant child over the border wall. And the child did happen to fall into his father's arms. But still, it was horrific. But it shows you what's going on. And remember, this is just one camera out of all that area that they're coming across that catches something. We know there are many, many more being dropped over because we've seen it elsewhere.
Yes, they're not showing us all the film they've got, Jeff. They've got video cameras up and down. They've got drones up and down. They're seeing everything, and we're not seeing it.
And not only that, but we know there are portions that haven't been finished on the wall and other security areas. And the migrants and the cartels know all about that. The coyotes move those people through regularly.
Devin Nunes told me on his visit to the Rio Grande Valley that there was a bridge. There is a bridge. And it's a march of young families and children right across the bridge to the authorities and surrendering. Just a march. No hesitation whatsoever. They want to surrender to the border authorities, understanding that if they do, they have a chance to stay in the United States because they're families. Now we move to the Supreme Court. You send me an item from USA Today identifying a Supreme Court case about green cards. Green cards applied for by an immigrant family, an immigrant couple who are here illegally. I did not know about this case till I read about it. This would be a backdoor way of legalizing the millions of people who are here without documents.
And I think that points to why the Biden administration is not really fighting it or actually even pushing it that publicly, because they do not want this to be seen as that. You picked up on it right away. You know how this is going to be used.
Yes. Quinnipiac, this is no surprise, but we have to do common sense. Mr. Biden himself, his administration, enjoy complete rejection by the American people when it comes to migration. He does well on the vaccine. He does well on the economy. He's okay on the changes he's proposing about infrastructure, but he's 2-1 against on immigration. Again, no surprise, but Jeff, the puzzle, is anything going to change? the vice president has not been to the border. The president doesn't even talk about it.
That's a very good question. And really, we've not been given any kind of vision, any type of goals as to how we're going to deal with this, either once they get across the border or on the other side of the border, to keep them from coming across, from leaving their countries, from transiting all through Latin America. There are no declarations about this from the administration, and I think that's one of the things that's leading to these low numbers.
I talked to Panama within these last days. Panama, the south part of Panama, Darien province, I talked to Michael Yan. He was there observing the Panamanian border guard who process the people coming through the Darien Gap, the jungle, the 60-mile jungle walk, rough territory, gangsters, violence, robbery. The commander there, the deputy commander, said over the last 3 months they've seen 7,000 coming from, and I saw an AFP clip on this, from Palestine, from Iraq, from Nepal, from Congo, from Haiti, from Cuba, all variety coming through the jungle in inadequate clothing, sometimes wearing sandals. They arrive robbed. They need food, so the Panamanians feed them if they don't have money. And then they bus them north to a camp, and then they bus them north to Costa Rica. That's what's going on all the time. This is not just about the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. It's about the word out, the whole world out, that if you come through Central America and march to the American border, you have a chance to get in, and nothing can stop them. Now we go to Dr. Fauci. It's always good to have Dr. Fauci confirm the obvious. What does he say about the children packed together?
Well, he's very, very concerned that the children that are packed together at the border may spread COVID-19, which is so fascinating, and I say that in a very sarcastic tone, because for the past 2 weeks, the immigrants along the border themselves have been telling authorities, hey, you've got to spread us out here. We're worried about COVID. We need some help here.
Long Beach. We spoke well of Long Beach the other day, and I will again. Robert Garcia is the young mayor, and Long Beach has offered to take in unaccompanied children in their convention center. Long Beach is also innovating when it comes to housing for the homeless. But I see in the LA Times, Long Beach is being, what, chastised or challenged? Who is speaking negatively of Mayor Garcia?
Well, there are always people who are your political opponents who want to undercut you, and the doubters and the skeptics out there. But I think there are also some realists, even that are among his circle of friends, who are saying, okay, we're going to start being a part of this, but how are we going to do it? How are we going to pay for it? How far can this spread? How long will it go on? Those are things that are not being answered, and I think that may be leading to some of the doubt or some of the questions that are coming up.
Is this in LA News, Jeff? Is this in the TV news about Long Beach, about San Diego, about Pomona, about, what is it, Camp Roberts? Is that making the news cycle?
The stories about the immigrant facilities, the processing or detention centers, holding centers, you hardly hear anything about it unless there's a neighborhood group that's protesting it, or when they first came online, of course, because it was news. But now it's gone by the wayside. You know, we don't see the same types of news reports here in Los Angeles or San Diego that you do if you live in Texas or Arizona or New Mexico, where they're coming over the border areas there in droves. You just don't see it here.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're going to do good news, and we're going to start with Disneyland when we come back. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.